Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narcheries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Universe in a Nutshell is Stephen Hawking's 2001 popular science account of modern theoretical physics and cosmology. Written as a follow-up in spirit to A Brief History of Time, it surveys developments that reshaped discussion of the universe during the late 20th century, including quantum theory, general relativity, black holes, superstring theory, brains, holography, and M-theory. Hawking aims to explain why physicists seek a unified framework capable of describing gravity and quantum behavior within one coherent account. The book is not a technical textbook, but it does not reduce its subject to simple analogies alone. Its purpose is to give general readers a structured view of the questions driving fundamental physics, especially the origin of the universe, the nature of time, and the limits of prediction, and abstract models that are difficult to express through prose alone. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, unifying general relativity and quantum mechanics as the central problem. A central concern of the universe in a nutshell is the conflict between the two most successful frameworks of modern physics. General relativity describes gravity as the curvature of space-time and works extremely well for stars, galaxies, and the large-scale universe. Quantum mechanics describes matter and energy at very small scales, where outcomes are probabilistic and particles do not behave like ordinary objects. Hawking presents the search for a theory of everything as the attempt to make these frameworks compatible rather than simply place them side by side. This issue becomes urgent in extreme conditions, especially the early universe and black holes, where enormous density makes both gravity and quantum effects unavoidable. The book explains that a complete theory must account for space-time itself, not merely describe events taking place within a fixed background. Hawking links this problem to Richard Feynman's multiple histories approach, in which physical systems are understood through a sum of possible paths rather than one predetermined route. The result is a picture of reality in which the universe is not explained by classical certainty, but by mathematical structures that combine geometry, probability, and boundary conditions. Secondly, space and time as dynamic structures rather than fixed containers, Hawking emphasizes that modern physics changed the meaning of space and time. In everyday thinking, space appears to be a passive stage, and time appears to flow uniformly for everyone. Relativity overturned this view by showing that measurements of distance and time depend on motion and gravity, and that mass and energy can curve space-time. The Universe in a Nutshell uses this idea to explain why cosmology is not only the study of matter inside the universe, but also the study of the geometry of the universe itself. The shape of space-time determines how light travels, how gravitational fields behave, and how the universe may have evolved from its earliest state. Hawking also discusses time as a subject with physical constraints rather than a purely philosophical category. Questions about the beginning of time, the arrow of time, and the possible avoidance of paradoxes in time travel are treated as issues tied to physical law. This approach gives the book much of its distinctive character. It does not ask only what exists in the universe, but what kind of structure allows existence, causality, and prediction to have meaning. Thirdly, black holes as laboratories for testing the boundaries of physical law. Black holes occupy an important place in Hawking's work because they expose the limits of classical reasoning. In general relativity, a black hole is a region where space-time curvature becomes so strong that nothing can escape beyond the event horizon. That description alone suggests a one-way boundary and an apparently final loss of information. Quantum theory complicates the picture because empty space is not truly empty at microscopic scales, and quantum effects near a horizon raise questions about radiation, entropy, and information. The Universe in a Nutshell uses black holes to show why a theory of gravity cannot remain purely classical. They are not just exotic astronomical objects, but conceptual stress tests for physics. If the laws of nature are consistent, they must explain what happens when matter collapses, how information is treated, and whether singularities represent real physical endpoints or failures of existing theory. Hawking presents these issues for lay readers without requiring the mathematical machinery behind them. The broader reasoning is clear: black holes matter because they compress the deepest questions about space-time, quantum uncertainty, thermodynamics, and cosmic evolution into one physical phenomenon. Fourthly, M-theory, brains, and higher dimensions as candidates for deeper explanation. One of the book's most distinctive features is its attention to ideas that were prominent in theoretical physics around the turn of the millennium, especially superstring theory, P-brains, duality, and M-theory. Hawking explains that attempts to unify physics may require abandoning the assumption that the observable four dimensions are the whole of reality. In these models, fundamental entities may be strings or higher dimensional brains, and the familiar particles and forces could arise from the behavior of these deeper structures. the importance of this topic is not that the book presents M theory as a finished answer, but that it shows why physicists considered it a promising route. Duality suggests that apparently different theories can describe the same underlying physics, which points toward a hidden unity behind separate mathematical formulations. Brain ideas also offer new ways to think about gravity, cosmology, and the possible structure of the universe. Hawking treats these concepts as speculative but serious scientific proposals, meaning they must eventually connect with coherent mathematical explanation and observable consequences. The discussion expands the reader's sense of what a physical theory can look like when ordinary intuition about dimensions no longer applies. Lastly, prediction, uncertainty, and the limits of complete knowledge. The universe in a nutshell does not present the pursuit of a final theory as a simple march toward total certainty. Hawking includes themes that complicate the idea of complete prediction, including quantum uncertainty, chaotic behavior, and even logical limits associated with Gödel-Incompleteness theorem. The significance is that a unified theory, if achieved, would not necessarily allow every event to be predicted in practical detail. Quantum mechanics places probability at the center of physical explanation, while complex systems can be extremely sensitive to initial conditions. Gödel result, in a broader intellectual sense, warns against assuming that every formal system can prove all truths about itself. Hawking uses these ideas to make the search for fundamental law more subtle. A theory of everything would aim to identify the basic principles governing the universe, but it would not eliminate every form of uncertainty, limitation, or emergent complexity. This distinction is important for readers because popular discussions of physics often confuse explanation with omniscience. Hawking shows that scientific understanding can be profound even when it accepts boundaries on prediction and recognizes that nature may be governed by laws that yield probabilistic rather than deterministic outcomes. In conclusion, The Universe in a Nutshell is best suited to readers who want a broad, visually supported introduction to contemporary cosmology and theoretical physics rather than a step-by-step mathematical treatment. It will benefit readers interested in black holes, the origin of the universe, the meaning of time, and the scientific search for unification. Its practical value is intellectual rather than instructional. It helps readers understand why physicists ask certain questions, why familiar intuition fails at cosmic and quantum scales, and why theories such as M theory entered serious discussion compared with many popular science books. It stands out because it is written by a scientist directly associated with several of the problems under discussion, especially black hole physics and quantum cosmology. It also differs from A Brief History of Time by placing greater emphasis on later theoretical developments, higher dimensional models, and visual explanation. The book can be challenging because it covers difficult material quickly, and some speculative areas have evolved since publication. Even so, it remains a useful snapshot of a major moment in modern physics when relativity, quantum theory, brains, holography, and cosmology were being discussed together as parts of a possible unified picture. If you would like to support Stephen Hawking, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.